How do you forget?
Because I just turned the volume, and I forget that's on a feature. Shut the fuck up. Comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike. I'm Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody.
Oh, a brand new week.
Brand new week. Brand new episode, everybody. It's been a whole week since we last met up.
Can we talk about a movie that none of us have seen, but we just watched the trailer for? Because it's already my favorite 80s action movie.
Really?
It's up there.
You're going to say it right now.
Top five. If it's half as good as that trailer, top five.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Top five.
There's no way.
You want me to get a list of movies?
What if it is? If it's that good?
It's not that good because you've never heard of it.
That's
before
true.
Before this point.
But I've never heard of anything until I heard of it. So what sense does that make? Boom.
None.
In a way, he has you, but I don't like it, so I'm not going to give it to him.
No, he doesn't have me in anything.
Granted, I mean, not to use his logic.
There's so much media in the world. Can't keep up with all of it. Sometimes things slip through the cracks.
Like Shakedown.
Breakdown.
Fuck your face.
Is it going to be... I wonder if that song's in there. When did that?
No, really, because that song was made for Beverly Hills Cop 2, I think it was.
Doesn't mean it can't be in both two movies.
Yeah, but if it came out before Beverly Hills Cop.
It was 1988, right? Is that what it said?
88.
What? 1988, right?
Yeah. And when was Beverly Hills Cop 2?
Like 91.
Man!
I made that up so hard.
You don't know?
Okay. I don't know shit.
You don't know? You think Shakedown's top five of your 1980s action movies?
I'm saying it might
be. You're in your fucking mind.
Tell me that trailer wasn't amazing.
That trailer was amazing, but not top five. Go to list of... Really? You want to go through a list of action movies from 1980s?
I remain hopeful.
Remain hopeful and delusional, you psychopath.
That's also a very fair point.
I want to say, go home and pet your dog, and the dog's just a pillow you put ears on because you're crazy. You have dogs. I'm saying you go home and you pet a pillow
What an asshole move to my dogs. I'm just petting a pillow.
Because you're a psychopath. You're like, yeah, this is a good dog. Look, Luke.
Look, see what a good dog does.
Nothing.
A good dog does nothing.
He sits here.
Stop fucking barking at everything.
Be a fucking dog.
Dog.
Hey, dog.
Right, obviously, top five action movie, I'm being a bit overzealous.
Yes, you
but
are.
But that trailer looks pretty fucking dope.
It does
though.
Look good. It looks very 80s and it looks very fun, but not.
It's like you didn't know about We Come in Peace until we showed you, and that's clearly in your top five.
All right, first up, I typed in action movies from the 80s.
And it's not even
and there's
there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 on my screen right now. All of those better than that movie. Fucking guaranteed.
Oh, well, see, now you're
guaranteed. Guaranteed.
More than likely, yes.
I'll take a screen cap of this. I won't tell you what they are. We will watch this and you will...
I obviously don't think it's going to be top five. But I am excited to watch it.
Well, just real quick. If you had a guess.
So 1988 action movies.
I didn't know. I did 80s. He said 80s.
I know. But I'm even narrowing it down even further. And this list is fucking amazing.
Why are you hiding it from me? You're about to tell
us. Yeah, the number one movie on my list is Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Boom.
1988. They Live. Rambo 3. Bloodsport. Willow. Young Guns. Midnight Run.
Willow counts as an action movie?
Yeah. There's action in it.
Yeah, but
it's a movie.
The Naked Gun.
That's a comedy.
That's a comedy, so that doesn't count.
Yeah,
it's an action comedy.
Action fantasy?
I think it's a comedy action.
Fine.
And which
Red Heat
eliminates it.
Red Heat.
Top three all time.
Missing in Action 3.
Missing Action 3, bro!
One of the Blue Sheets is finest work. Missing in Action 3 is kind of terrible.
It's probably still better.
Probably better than Shakedown.
Okay. All right. I was being very sarcastic when I said that earlier, but I'm willing to put money that Shakedown is better than Missing in Action 3.
Shakedown.
Well, we don't have to. It's recorded. So
you really think there's no way that this movie that we never heard of is better than Mission in Action 3? That movie kind of sucks, dude.
We don't know about this one, but this one could kind of suck too.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm setting the bar very high.
Crocodile Dundee 2!
It's no Crocodile Dundee.
Young Guns.
In Los Angeles.
Young Guns!
Young Guns is great.
Which is better, Young Guns or Young Guns 2?
Above
Young
the
Guns
law. 2 is better.
Above the Law, bruh.
Young Guns 2 is better.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Even though that sequel doesn't make sense.
Because they all died in the first one?
They all died.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Dirty little Hollywood secret.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Way better movie than Shakedown.
Probably, yeah.
Tequila Sunrise?
That's a really good movie, actually.
I'm about to say, you're just proving our point.
Yeah.
Mike's incorrect about his statement.
Moonwalker. Obviously, I was.
No, you were being optimistic. I get it. You want it to be awesome because it has your boy Sam Neill in it.
But the trailer looks a lot better than I thought it was going to look.
I'm not going to lie.
It gave me false hope.
When I first saw that clip, I was like, oh, this is going to be rough. I watched the trailer. Yeah. Like, okay. It's a very, very 80s trailer.
Very 80s
with the voiceover.
Trailer.
And then, like, the repeated shots of the same thing. And then delivering some kind of joke, which I don't think I really got in that joke. But maybe I missed it in the first movie. I don't know. Or maybe it pays off when I see the movie. Oh, that's what they did.
Doubtful.
Yeah, no shit. The movie did look like it was all over the place, though.
Bulletproof.
Oh, yeah.
Starring Gary Busey. 1988 movie.
Which one?
Bulletproof.
Bulletproof is a terrible movie.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
But that was 1988.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie. Yeah. He's still in that rabbit hole.
Clearly a great, great year for action movies. Yeah.
So far, I have not hit this movie, and they've already put, like, foreign movies on this list.
It's clear nobody's ever seen this movie, or else we would have heard of it by now.
For some reason, it got released on Blu-ray.
I don't think it got released in theaters ever. I think that's what... I think someone fucked up, forgot to send it out, and it just snuck out on Blu-ray someday.
It was 1988, right?
Hey, remember that time that Sam Neill was totally in Ghost Rider? We have this movie, like, in the hole.
Yeah.
So once Ghost Rider just does gangbusters, we'll release it, right?
We're going to release it on Blu-ray.
Yeah. And they're like, wait, this movie is not great at all. Why is Nicolas Cage playing a 30-year-old when he's actually clearly 50?
Because it's Nicolas Cage and he's crazy enough to try.
Because he said, yeah. Because that's what he says for everything.
I didn't realize Pierce Brosnan did a James Bond movie back in 1988.
Remington Steele?
Noble House?
Noble House.
I like how the cover is in German or something.
It looks exactly like Pierce Brosnan in
James Bond. The movie that got him the role.
Oh, okay.
They're like, Noble House.
Wasn't it Remington Steele? Was basically the same thing, right? Yeah, that was like a TV show, right?
Yes, sir. Hey, Mike, you want to play a game?
Yeah, let's play a fucking game.
Joe, you want to play a game? I didn't leave you out.
John C. McGinley's in Shakedown.
Oh, Police Story 2 was 1988.
Police Story 2?
Yeah.
Dang.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah, man.
By the way, I'm on page 6 and I still haven't run into this movie.
Okay, I think
nobody's ever heard of this movie. We just discovered it.
Oh, there it is.
Really?
There it is.
On page 6?
On page 8.
Page 8. He jumped ahead. Page 8. Of movies released in 1988 alone.
Action movies.
Action movies.
Which, by the way, the first couple pages actually had IMDb, or not IMDb, the Rotten Tomatoes score on them by page, like, 5 or 6, stop putting it on there.
That makes perfect sense.
They fight on a roller coaster.
There was a fight on a roller coaster. I'm super excited about that part.
I'm so excited.
The roller coaster somehow flies off the tracks.
Yeah, man.
Which, by the way, if you know anything about roller coasters, is actually damn near impossible.
Just so we clear this up, we were talking about RoboCop last week.
Yeah,
we were. By the way, yeah, I guess we should probably preface it how we got here from last week to this week.
So I was like, "Oh, RoboCop!
I'm gonna look up stuff."
And it's a sequel to the first one. Yes. So I was like, "It would be cool if Peter Weller is attached."
Oh, you went to look and see if he's still alive.
And so no, I just went to his IMDb.
Gotcha.
And I was like, "Let's see what he's done lately."
He ain't busy.
And then I'm scrolling down and I see this movie called Shakedown, and the cover art has Sam Elliott as well on it. And it has a trailer, and it looks pretty fucking awesome for an 80s action movie. That's how we got there.
A week ago.
We discovered this movie last week. We're just talking about it right now.
You think we would have watched it between then and now, but we definitely forgot about it.
Yeah.
So much. I mean, it feels like time just passed so quickly between last time and this time, so we didn't have really time. We were busy and stuff like that.
You watch it for $2.99 on Prime Video.
That's not bad.
Or for free on Stars. I mean, I could watch for free on Stars. You guys have to pay for it somehow. Not for free. I mean, technically, I'm paying for it, but like not directly paying for it.
No.
So, hey, Mike and Joe, you want to play a game?
Sure. Let's play a game, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker. Mike, do you want to explain the game we're going to play?
Yeah, I do. Hey, audience, you ever play that game, Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yes, we have.
Okay. It's weird that our audience sounds like that. So we're going to play that game.
From a distance,
though. But here's the catch is that game is very demeaning and rude, crude.
And vile.
Vile, disgusting game. So we're not going to play it with people. We're going to play it with places and things and forms of entertainment. So the rules are, Mary is you get to use or go to however you want, as much as you want for the rest of your life.
Yep. It's yours.
Fuck, you get to use once a year. Once a year. Birthday once sex.
A year. Yep.
And kill never again.
Never again as in like never, never again.
Never, never again.
As soon as you utter those words, gone forever.
Gone forever.
From the lexicon of you being able to do those things or go to that place.
Gone.
All right. All right.
All right.
You get the rules?
I got it.
Pretty straightforward.
Yep.
We'll start with the one that I made Mike do last week.
Yep.
It's a sort of a version of
2 weeks ago.
Of 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. I forget. Time has gone so fast. Before we go into the traditional fuck, marry, kill, we're going to pose this question to Joe. Because Mike and I have answered it. And then when you give your answer, we'll give our answers.
Okay.
So
you can learn a lot about a person.
Yes, from this answer.
Oh.
Right? This is like that litmus test where like you test for like psychopathness. That's exactly
what it is. There's no way you can be a psychopath. You just learn preferences.
Yeah. This one before we get into the traditional fuck, marry, kill. So if you had to create a perfect meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was only using traditional fast food restaurants. That's going to be like Burger King's and In-N-Outs and McDonald's and stuff, right? So the ones that do not count are Shake Shack. We discussed.
That was the only one really.
Fuddruckers.
It was Shake Shack.
We kind of narrowed it down to like stuff with the drive-thru.
Yeah. Shake Shack didn't hit the price point or drive-thru qualifications.
Okay. So Smashburger will work. I know I've never seen a Smashburger with a drive-thru.
But it's still...
But it's going to be on your lexicon of choices. You can pick
so from. You get your burger, your fries, your drink, and a dessert.
From one place each. So one item from each place, and you cannot repeat places.
Yeah, so you can only use
for an example
once.
If you choose McDonald's for fries...
You can't use McDonald's for anything else.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. Got the idea.
And you're looking at what are the main ingredients? You have your
burger, your fries, or a side of choice.
Or so sandwich.
Sandwich of choice, or side burger. Of choice, drink of choice, dessert of choice.
Okay.
So, for example, if you want a dessert, you could pick Freddy's.
Right.
But you cannot pick Freddy's fries.
Right.
Gotcha?
No, I got it.
Go.
Well, the easy answer for the burger is Culver's.
Okay.
That's one of their butter burgers, or if they ever bring back that goddamn pub burger again.
Which they haven't.
Yeah.
Which they haven't.
A year. Easily. A year.
Bummer.
Yeah. So, such boom.
Shit.
Done. Right there.
But so, here's the thing.
I know. I can't pick their custard. I know.
Because that's a dessert.
Yeah.
I got it. Chick-fil-A fries, waffle fries.
See?
We talked about that.
We did talk about this.
That's a good choice.
It's a good choice. It's some of the best waffle fries I've ever had.
Yeah, it's very solid.
And they made with Black Magic because there's no cutter that can cut that.
Yeah, it makes no sense how waffle fries exist.
Nope. No.
By scientific standards.
Drink?
This one's the easy one, but hard one as well.
See, like Cody and I vary on the importance of the drink. I'm very picky about my drinks. Cody, not so much.
But I'm not so much either. Like, if they have Coke. If they have Pepsi, I really
But this
don't
is where
care.
It comes
but
from.
Like,
go.
But, yeah, what I'm trying to think of, like, specialty drinks from places that would be good. Because, you know, like, they don't have a drive-thru.
What?
I was going to say BJ's because they do their specialty sodas.
Yep, doesn't that count? That's a technically count. Restaurant. Yeah, it's not fast food. So Mike broke down this way.
I suppose. Yeah. Okay. Break it down first before I make the decision.
So this is what Mike comes in. And this isn't a rule. This is what his thought process was. He doesn't like those all-in-one vending machine sodas,
which I don't mind.
Yeah. But again, you and I don't mind.
But we're assuming that because it has to have a drive-through. You have to
or be fast food.
Yeah.
No. But I get what you're saying though. But
because like Five
at the
Guys
same
has
time,
it,
they're not going to run out to their soda machine and use that in a drive-thru.
That's what I said. But then what?
Jack in the Box now
uses it as a drive-thru.
There's a lot of fast food restaurants.
See, I don't.
Are just moving that in. So here's my, because I'm much pickier about my drinks. I can definitely, I don't drink soda a lot anymore. So when I do, I want it to be really good. And it's very odd to me how you can go to like a McDonald's and their Coke is really good. But you go to like Carl's Jr. or Jack in the Box and it's a Coke, but it tastes odd.
It's either too much syrup or too much. Yeah.
Or these all-in-one machines, which I don't like because it never tastes 100% right. Because everything's coming through the same nozzle at some point. So it doesn't, I always get weird.
Get a little bit of Coke
little orange. Bit of like, something.
Who the fuck orders Coke orange?
And I, it drives me crazy.
Psychopaths, that's who does it.
So I don't like those. So then I started thinking specialty drinks. And so like I like iced tea or sweet tea. And I think Chick-fil-A has the best sweet tea. But then that eliminates my waffle fries.
Get it. But
you know what I mean? So I'm more on the board of like, if you want the perfect meal, like you can't have a step down in quality for the drink will ruin the meal. Like if I had everything, like I was saying, like I love Five Guys burgers. I don't eat there as much as I would usually because those machines suck and they have the weird iced tea machines, the Gold Peak digital one things. Mm-hmm. Which also kind of sucks.
As the Coke
machines. So I'm very picky about it. So that was a much harder decision for me. Cody kind of found a little loophole because he had a specialty drink.
Yes,
that he liked.
And I think I know what it is, and it's going to be my specialty drink. It's the In-N-Out 7-Up and lemonade.
That was my second choice.
That's your second choice?
But I didn't want to get away with the burger.
See, I already went with Culver's, and that was my big thing.
That was
but
my
your fries. As much as In-N-Out is good, it's just, to me, Culver's is so much better tasting than In-N-Out.
This is your decision. So
no, absolutely. What was your drink then?
So my drink was Apple Fanta from Chick-fil-A.
Okay, fair enough. That's not groundbreaking for me, but yeah. I do like the.
It gets rid of my waffle fries, but it's not where I was going.
And then my dessert would be Freddy's custard.
Okay, so break it down for us. Burger.
So the burger was Culver's.
Fries. Or side.
The side waffle fries from Chick-fil-A.
Drink.
Was the half 7-Up, or was it? It's like a...
Two-thirds pink lemonade, one-third 7-Up.
7-Up from In-N-Out.
Best thing you can do at In-N-Out, by the way.
In-N-Out. And then the dessert from Freddy's custard.
Okay, Michael, break down yours. Do you remember yours?
Yep. I remember mine. Mine, this was a weird off the beaten path, but I love crinkle cut fries. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go Culver's, but I love Culver's dessert more than I like Freddy's. So it fucked me up. So I went dessert Culver's because you have a plethora of options. You mm-hmm. go shake, custard, you know,
concrete,
lemon ice.
Uber float if you want to spill on a table.
Fucking mm-hmm. make a mess. Have fun. Ate your perfect meal.
Yep.
So yeah, dessert Culver's. Because of that, I had to think about this. I really, and it's with the caveat, they have to be fresh.
But so the crinkle cut. We figured out how to make it fresh every time.
You order crinkle cut fries from Del Taco, no salt.
Okay.
You say, when's the last time you had fries from El Taco?
A while.
Yeah. Nobody ever eats the fries there. The fries are too disgusting about
the food you ate.
Yeah. Everything else sucks. Everything else is garbage. Their crinkle cut fries, really good.
Come in a cup with a hole punch in the bottom.
As long as they're fresh, so you don't fill up the cup.
Okay.
You order large because they put it in a drink cup and punch a hole in it.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. Not a big enough hole for the fries to fall, but enough where you couldn't put a drink in it.
Yeah, you get some salt.
Yep. But if we add it fresh, no salt, you don't get that salt on there unless you put it yourself.
So fries from there. Drink sweet tea from Chick-fil-A.
They got the best sweet tea
in all of the land.
And then
my burger is In-N-Out, double-double, no tomatoes, no lettuce, animal style with the chopped chilies.
Oh, shit. You went like...
Oh, we went full bore last time we went there 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We chose a burger. Like what burger we wanted.
And that's my In-N-Out burger from now on, by the way.
It's fucking delicious.
I got the whole...
When we went there 2 weeks ago, I went the same thing. I got chopped chilies on animal style. I kept the tomato and I kept the lettuce because I like that.
Yeah.
But I did add a whole grilled onion. That sounds weird. Like there's a real whole onion. No, it's a whole slice of onion.
Yeah.
So like they normally have their, if you don't get animal style, they give you a whole onion. So a whole slice of onions, a round onion. They do that, but they grill it. They fucked up on mine and gave me the grilled, the whole grilled onion and chopped grilled onions.
From the animal style.
Yeah. Nice. So I was like,
you got double grilled
onions. Double grilled onions, both the crisp of the whole and the sweetness of the regular grilled onions. I was like, best thing ever. And the chopped chilies add such a good flavor to it. A little bit of heat, but it's a really good flavor.
All right.
It's, you should try it next time you go there.
Well, the next time we go there, we'll have to remind me to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to remember to get it, too, because I know I'll forget, because I go in there, like, mindset of, like, exactly what order. Number one, animal style, both burger and fries. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, I don't think anymore. Now I have to, like, oh, no. Oh, no. What choices. Was it? Mike, what was my thing again?
Yeah, Mike, remind both of us.
That's the wrong
remind
person
to remember. Remind him to remind me.
So this is mine.
Yep.
So I love animal fries so much.
Okay.
That I chose In-N-Out for fries.
Uh-huh.
As we previously discussed, I chose Apple Fanta from Chick-fil-A because it's the only place I know of that actually has it on, like, tap.
Yeah.
Because even those vending machine ones never have it.
Yeah.
I chose desserts from Culver's as well because of the variety. And, like, I can't give up Lemon Ice ever. So, like, that's not going to be a thing. And you have the Concretes, and their custard's amazing. This is my burger choice, though. My burger choice is
loophole
to recreate the double double at Five Guys, because you can do it. They have all the same stuff available to get. It'll be a bigger burger,
yeah,
and it might actually have a better flavor. I don't want to say that out loud, but I'd have to then obviously tell them, "Hey, I need you to spurt some ketchup or some mustard onto that patty as you grill it, so it grills into it like they do there." But I guarantee I can get them done because they have the peppers, they have onions, they have cheese, they have the spread, they have lettuce, they have tomato, they have onion, they have bun, they have burger. Boom! I recreate the double-double at Five Guys. So that's my loophole to get the double-double still, because that's my favorite hamburger of any place you can go. And I can still get it. But a bigger size, a messier size, and maybe a more delicious one. I have to test it out sometime. But that's my, those are my choices. That's my loophole. That was my caveat, my way of getting around things. Because, you know me, I like to cheat.
We could do this.
We could.
Like, next week.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it next week.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what day it is.
Get the time right. Get the time right.
I've been traveling a lot.
Yeah. It's crazy that you're recording this from Comic-Con
right now. Yeah, with you guys there.
Here. So nuts. Like, nothing's really happened yet.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's Wednesday. Technically, when we record, that's a no day.
Because for the most part, like, we're getting, like, full meals from the different places.
Yeah.
It's just that I would be taking the fries from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
He'd have the
we drink. All get a combo somewhere.
I would get a drink there, too.
He'd be getting a drink there, too. From,
yeah.
Yeah. And then we'd, there'd only be a couple one-offs.
Yeah.
Not undoable.
Not a hard thing to do. We can definitely try. We'd have to definitely plan
it out.
Wouldn't
be the dumbest thing we've done.
No, definitely not. Like, eating, you know, fucking six pizzas in a day.
Yeah.
Or we did last week. Or the ever time.
Or go to Portillo's and then the ramen shop and then a donut shop.
Yeah, that's probably the dumbest thing we've ever done.
That's not a.
I wasn't there for that, so.
Yeah.
You're lucky because you would have
talked
dead.
Us out of it.
I probably would have.
Yeah. Or just sat there and laughed
at us. I would have sat. I know. I probably would have talked you guys out of it. I would have been done at the first place and just been like, eh.
We purposely ordered pretty light at the first place.
Yeah. And then not so much at the second place. Yeah. And then added donuts. Because we're smart.
Mm-hmm.
All up here, kids. Yep.
Brain power of geniuses. Baby geniuses. So, fuck, marry, kill, traditional style here. We're going to start easy round. We're going to do, we'll say, chicken sandwiches. This is one we post last week. Right?
When you we did the week before. We did the fast food restaurants.
Yeah, but no, we talked about this too, right? Didn't we? Maybe not. Maybe we didn't. So, chicken sandwiches, your choice, right? So you get to choose. I don't know. I'm gonna choose which ones you get to choose from.
Okay, good.
Thank you. See, we didn't do it like this last week.
We didn't.
No, we did the restaurant.
We did the restaurant. We're gonna do that too. I'm gonna start a little easier because the chicken sandwich is easier to choose from. Okay, so these are your three choices. So, fuck, marry, kill. Ready?
Okay.
Shake Shack, Chicken Shack. Okay, Chick-fil-A. and I'm going to make it so it's an easy one. We're going to go with Canes.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah. I don't want to do a softball one this time.
It's easy because I would Shake Shack.
Oh, see, Mike's the same one too. Yeah, that's Mike's answer.
I would marry Chick-fil-A. Yep.
That's Mike's answer exactly.
And kill the last one.
I think I threw in Wendy's last week for the chicken sandwich though, right? Yeah. Oh no, I did Fuddruckers. Was it Fuddruckers? No, I did?
We never did a sandwich. I'm
pretty sure we did a sandwich.
We didn't do a sandwich.
I was drinking then, so. I was like my third fucking pink lemonade.
Same three.
Pink lemonade and 7-Up at that point, so I was pretty toasted.
Yeah.
Plus, I had a belly full of fucking hamburger and fries, so I was a little loopy in general. Mm. I would not go the same direction. I would swap two of them.
He loves that Chicken Shack.
Chicken Shack would be my Mary for sure, because it's the best chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life. Chick-fil-A would be my fuck, my one a year, my annual anniversary type thing.
That's the weird thing about the decision for that for me is that the Chick-fil-A is a good, solid, everyday sandwich, where the Shake Shack would feel more like a
celebration
type thing. But having that reversed, it's going to sound weird, would be a little disappointing, because it'd be like having that celebration every day and then just having a good, solid chicken sandwich.
Once a year. Yeah, but see, I love the Chicken Shack, so I will wear that thing out.
Oh, I'm sure you would. Yeah. I'm sure you would.
Wear it out. All right, Mike, you want to go next round? What do you got?
All right. Well, this was the
restaurants?
Fast food restaurants. Yep. Yeah. So I guess we'll change it slightly. So we'll make In-N-Out.
Okay.
Shake Shack. And Culver's.
Okay, so gourmet-ish style for two.
Yeah, the high end.
So In-N-Out, Shake Shack, Culver's.
Yeah. Yep.
And if this is restaurant, not burger
this
or
is restaurant, anything. This is anything there. If you kill it, you don't get anything there.
From that restaurant ever again.
Ever again.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah, that's easy. Marry Culver's. Fuck Shake Shack. And kill In-N-Out.
He hates In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Joe hates In-N-Out. It's hilarious to me.
It's good. It's a very good burger, but to me, it's not the best burger. That's it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We know my main answer is going to be marry In-N-Out.
Yeah.
I would, and it's going to be a little shocking to everybody, I would go ahead and kill Shake Shack. Because even though I love their chicken sandwich, we're not doing that this round. And I would probably fuck Culver's just so I can get some dessert every now and then, once a year. But In-N-Out would be my go-to every time, no matter what.
Yeah.
Every time. Because I prefer it over anything else.
We're all different.
We are. Go ahead.
I marry Culver's.
Yep. Well, it's similar to his.
Yeah.
Fuck
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
And kill.
I kill Shake Shack.
Dead. It's the cheese, so isn't it? It's that cheese sauce. I know it. It's still haunted by you.
It's not great.
Yeah, see? I knew it.
The burger's good. It's not the best burger. It's just good. Mm. Milkshake, though.
Brings all the boys to the yard.
Is.
Yeah.
Delicious.
The black and white is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, I heard there's other flavors there, too, but I don't know anything about that.
Fucking mine.
So this next one, how do we want to work this out? Because I wanted to do an entertainment one.
Okay.
But I wanted to see what the category should be. I want to say movies, TVs, or video games? Or do you want to do music?
We choose one of those
categories. Yeah.
And marry one, kill one, fuck one. Oh, categories?
Oh, yeah.
Categories. Fuck, you're a monster.
Right?
You're a giant monster.
So do movies and TV, I'm confident those two should be there. I'm just wondering if music or video games should be the third one.
Do you want to just combine movies, TV? Movies/TV is like a...
No, because no. I hold them very separate.
Because he's a monster and he wants us to have tough decisions?
Yeah.
Because if you just choose movie, TV, you'd make that your Mary. Skirt the whole controversy. Yeah.
Skirt.
And be like, oh, once a year I'll play video games. I guess fuck music. That would destroy me too.
To narrow things down a little bit, what would you consider streaming? Like Netflix, all that stuff.
You can't watch a movie on Netflix?
No, no. Well, I'm saying, do you count Netflix original shows as TV?
Yeah, or if movies? It's if it comes out in episodes, I count it as TV.
Okay.
If it's a standalone movie and it has sequels, that's fine. But if it's episodic, it's a TV show. It's how
if it's considered a movie, even if it's a Netflix original movie, it's a still a movie.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So TV is an episodic anything, even if it's like a mini series.
Correct.
Oh, you're a fucking piece of shit.
And then
you're a giant, not my friend anymore.
Let's do video games as the third one. So
that's better for me though, because you're still a piece of garbage though.
So movies, TV, video games. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one.
I say we start with Mike. If you want to go first.
I was about to.
Oh, no, Joe's very decisive. He knows what he likes.
I would marry TV shows.
Yeah.
I'd fuck video games and kill movies.
Dang. Kill movies?
Yeah, bro. See?
Because you have with TV shows, you have all the episodic content. You have stuff that's going to last longer within a single world rather than a movie will. Movies are great. Movies are spectacular. But especially nowadays, you're starting to get TV shows that are very movie-like.
It's very cinematic. And
last a lot longer than a movie.
You get more out of it.
Video games, same deal. You get a lot out of one video game.
But you could get one really good video game a year.
A year, exactly. So that's my reasoning.
I'm actually going to copy Joe on this one.
Straight up?
Yeah, because, I mean, we all know I like movies.
Right.
That's clear at this point in our relationship together, as well as my life in general. But in his thought process, this day and age, TV as we know it now with streaming services through all the different versions, as well as regular TV, is far superior than ever it has been before, and it's just going to get better. And movies will always be there. Will be movie events, and like it would suck to not be able to watch movies. But I'm like, but I got TV.
Yeah.
And maybe I could cheat and have like, I'm going to play one video game that's based on a movie. Which is a terrible decision, but...
Yeah, because those games suck.
But I would... Also, the thing is, like, if I chose movies as my fuck, what if I chose that one movie that just sucked fucking asshole that year, and I was just super disappointed in it? Because I'd have to make one decision. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it would be a really hard decision, but I'd make, like, oh, no, but once... And then I'd be fucked out of it. So I'd have to choose... I'd have to force, like, down, whoa, whatever right now. It wouldn't work for me. I'd have to do video games for my fucking kill movies, which is... Super disappointing that you're a monster for making me choose this, and you are now my least favorite person in the room.
That's fair.
For a long time, it was him.
I've been that before, though.
Yeah, and you will be there for a while, I'm thinking.
So what's yours? What's yours?
I marry movies.
Okay.
I understand everything you guys said, but still, to me, I think a great movie is still better than a great TV show right now, at this point. That's just how I feel. I fuck video games. And I kill TV.
It's a solid point. You make a solid point. Because there's tons of really good movies. But it means all you could watch is movies.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
There's so much more variety. Can be much more variety in TV shows.
Yeah. But there can be a bunch of shitty TV shows, too. It's like there's absolutely a bunch of shitty movies.
Yep. And a bunch of shitty video games.
And there's like 100 fucking movies that I haven't seen that are probably great. You know what I mean? So now I gotta watch Shakedown.
Breakdown.
Obviously.
Takedown.
Obviously, that's I can't kill movies until I watch that.
Well, and then maybe it'll change your mind because how terrible it's gonna be.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see
what happens. It's no We Come in Peace.
No.
Nah.
It's not.
Nobody can be
there. What is though? Really?
Almost everything.
But what is though?
Almost
but everything. But what is though? Yeah. All
right. We Come in Peace is right there with Tremors 3.
Ooh. I think you're underselling We Come in Peace a little bit.
No, I'm not.
It's like up there with like Tremors 2.
I'm gonna save judgment for that one for another time.
Fair.
Joseph, you have one? You wanna
throw this? I only heard about this like an hour ago and didn't have any thought process.
Come on, man.
I told you about it last week.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Well,
if I had listened to the podcast this Friday,
maybe.
I probably would have known about it. I did not, though.
Thanks for listening. You mean you didn't download it? That's upsetting, too. All right. I'll throw another. I'll do another food based one because I'm a fat piece of shit.
Aren't we all?
I'm gonna do. Joe. I'm gonna do peanut butter candies.
What the fuck? All right, let's do this.
Ready? Ready? You ready for this?
I already know what I'm gonna marry.
Are you?
Yeah. Peanut butter. Can M&M's I do the same to both of them?
Fuck off forever.
What?
Can I marry and fuck Reese's peanut butter cups?
So we'll go this. Actually, you know what? Let's do M&M's only. Right now, I'll make the peanut butter one because I need to choose a really good third peanut butter one, and I don't want to do like fucking Reese's Pieces and cups because that's just dumb. I mean, no one's gonna pick Pieces; it's always gonna be cups. Am I right?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. So we'll do M&M's, right?
Right.
So we'll go plain peanut and peanut butter. Those are your three choices. Fuck, marry, kill.
Again, I'm gonna have to go with the way I've been going through everything here. Plain would have to be my marry. Because it's just something you can have all the time. Peanut butter would be the ones I'd fuck because it's a treat every once in a while. And then
peanut's gone forever, huh?
Peanut's gone forever.
Ooh, Mike might have something else to say about that. I was joking about the answer earlier, so don't be mad at me.
No.
I know, can I choose peanut butter M&M's over anything else?
I think I go slightly different than you. I think I kill off plain. I marry peanut and I fuck peanut butter.
Much peanut butter to me.
That's the right idea.
It's just to me. It's just one of those. It's a treat type thing. It's something to look forward to instead of just going from smooth to crunchy.
That's what you. Whatever. I don't. You're like. All right. Cody, what's yours?
I would marry peanuts. I think I would fuck plain and I would get rid of peanut butter.
Ooh.
Okay.
Because peanut butter M&M's are good, but they're not as good as some other peanut butter stuff. So
fair.
I would still be able to get my fix from like things like Reese's, which I think is a better, superior.
Oh yes.
Peanut butter, just in general, than the one they put inside. Right? He's don't come in my room.
Jesus, am I supposed to leave now?
Monster. So that would be my choice. Mike, you got another one?
I don't, right off the top of my head.
Okay, let's do theme parks.
Oh, hold on, I got one.
Is it theme parks? Because I just thought of that.
Yeah, let's do theme parks.
Go. No, go ahead. You had one.
No, I lost it. I lost it.
He went through a gateway or a doorway.
I had one.
Call back from 2 weeks ago.
Back from last night.
It's not last night. It's a week ago, Joe. That was a week ago. That was a week ago Tuesday.
What happened to your week, man?
Yeah, man. Jesus. Man.
So what was your deal?
I legit forgot it.
Okay, what's your deal?
Walk through a doorway, I'm telling you.
Walk through a doorway?
Yep, walk through a doorway. One of these doorways, wacky doorway. It's a weed thing, Mike.
This door is wacky.
When this door is so wacky. Look at the shape. Is it considered a door if you take the door off of the way?
Yeah, don't have a door it's still anymore. A door.
It's a doorway.
It's a still a doorway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was just a weird thought I had. What if you add a door to a way that wasn't a doorway before?
No, it's still a door.
Okay.
Wait.
Fair enough. I'm going to put doors everywhere now. Doorway. When I forget shit randomly. Doorway. Doorway. There's a door right there.
There's a door right there.
Yep, pretty sure there's a door nearby. So we're just gonna we'll go California, and I'll do theme parks because there are ones that like Magic Mountain I would consider a theme park because it's just for roller coasters and stuff and really doesn't have a theme.
Okay.
So we'll do Knott's Berry Farm, which is we all know that when they go Universal Studios or in Disneyland. Those are your three choices for fuck, marry, kill. Who wants to go first?
Well, marry Disneyland.
Of course. Easy. Yeah, it's going to be an easy one. Because you California Adventures, too. So.
What was it?
Knott's Berry Farm and Universal Studios.
Fuck Universal Studios and Knott's Berry Farm. Well, fun. You go through it and, like, you can, if there's no lines, which the last time there I was there, there were no lines. So we were able to go multiple times on the rides.
And they're all terrible rides in the most part.
They're not bad rides. It's just that once you're like, okay, Superman, the Escape, woo, that was fun. There's no line. Just let's do it again. Woo, that was fun. Woo, that was fun. Woo!
We did that Magic Mountain one time.
It was just like...
We rode Viper five times in a row.
But then you look at the... Viper. By the time we were done, we hit every single ride roller coaster multiple times in like 2 hours.
Their log ride is actually surprisingly fun, but it's no Splash Mountain.
But it was like, okay, that's cool. It was fun for 2 hours. It's not expensive like Disneyland, but at the same time, you don't get the extra stuff that you get at Disneyland or Universal Studios. You don't get all the the extra, you know, cool shops and stuff that you like to just browse through or just look at stuff. So yeah.
And the fact you're going to get like Star Wars Land here pretty soon.
Exactly.
They're going to have like
for Disney, you have constant
expansion.
They're going to
have Force Ghosts, bro.
Yeah, they're going to have constant expansion. They're constantly installing new stuff. They're doing a Toy Story World, I think I heard.
Yeah. Pixar Pier just opened up.
Yeah, Pixar Pier. So it's always evolving. It's always, you know, incorporating their new properties into stuff. So that it's going to be something that's going to be constantly kept up. And as much as you hear horror stories about people working at Disneyland, I do commend the people that work there for their ability to just keep the place clean and just keep lines moving. And yeah, that's fine.
What are the places again?
It's an easy one. Again, so it's Disneyland, Universal Studios, and Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, I go in that order. I marry Disneyland, fuck Universal, kill Knott's Berry.
Yeah, I think
more like,
whoa.
Knott's fucking going there again, okay. Berry.
I thought that was going somewhere else.
Yeah, it got real fucking violent real fucking quick.
Motherfuckers. Cody, I'm guessing you're the same.
Yeah, it's going to be the same. Like I said, it was an easy one. Just came right by my head.
Okay, I got a reading one. Okay.
Reading. Do you wonder where you got this idea from?
So, FMK, DC, Marvel, or novels? Actual novel literature.
Prose? Like actual books?
Yeah, literature? Actual books.
Jesus Christ.
That's easy again. Jesus Christ.
You can get rid of novels?
It's not easy for Cody.
You can get rid of Marvel.
It's not easy for Cody.
Not easy for Cody, no, but that's because Cody holds on passions for things. For me, books are better than comics. So I would definitely marry books. And as far as which one you have, DC or Marvel, I've definitely collected more DC stuff than I've collected Marvel stuff. So definitely... fuck some DC.
Yeah, baby.
And kill some Marvel.
Dang. Adios, Spider-Man.
What do you got? Bitch. What do you got? Because I don't want to answer this question.
I'm slightly different. I marry DC. I fuck books. And I kill Marvel.
Oh. Cody.
Oh, man. I don't like this question at all.
Yeah,
like
you do.
No, I don't like it. No, I think you're a piece of shit for asking.
Fair.
It.
All fair accusations leveled against me. I understand.
And I don't like you as a human being because of it.
Also fair.
Oh man, this is a tough one for me to choose. I would. So rough right now. I might have to go with Joe's.
Really?
I might have to marry books. I might have to fuck DC. And I may have to kill Marvel.
Dang.
The only reason why, and this is more of a recent thing, DC still has really solid Batman stories. That I could just binge read for at one point. Just wait for a big ass fucking omnibus of something to come out. Marvel has really slacked, if you ask me, of their stories. Their events are garbage for the most part. And it just hasn't been as good. I don't really buy nearly as many anymore. But I can't. There's such a big variety of books, like actual novels and stuff, that it'd be a thing I could do more of.
Yep.
And then I can't not have things like Batman. And I cannot have things like Superman.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go I'm gonna go away at Joe in this one, which hurts my soul.
Hey, you ready for the ultimate ultimate?
Yeah, you're sure. A fucking piece of garbage.
No, this will be the last one. Yeah, because you're like, I know exactly what I like, and I don't ever want to do anything different.
He's very vanilla. That's okay. You're allowed to be that. He's from Canada.
So how do I want to do this?
South Canada.
Right. Name three things and we pick them.
Yeah. No. I'm trying to. So you get.
It's been 45 minutes. So this, like, two weeks is planning. Like,
this will be. I'm gearing them to be hard to Cody. Because
you're an asshole.
Because it's funny.
Because you're a piece of shit, garbage human being.
But I think I know you well enough where you'd struggle with this one immensely. You.
What about him?
No, this is a very broad one, okay? You have.
Brunette? Blonde?
You have.
That broad?
Listening to music. Reading or watching something.
Fuck is wrong with you?
This is the ultimate.
Get the fuck out of my house.
It's listening to music.
Reading anything or watching anything.
Fuck is wrong with you?
This is how we end it. Big shebang bang.
Yeah, this is where I kill you on recording. This is my trial right now.
So I would marry reading off of that. Most of my day is spent reading something or other.
Are we not friends? Is this how you're telling me we don't want to be friends anymore?
Nah, man, we're friends.
Fuck you.
Fuck listening to music and kill TV.
Fuck listening to music so you can hear a happy birthday song to you once a year?
No.
Goes to the restaurant. La 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 la. I can't waste this on this one.
There we go.
All right, Mike, because I hate you. Might as well go. So I can delay my fucking cop out of an answer.
I think I sound like the dummy of the group, but I'm going to marry watching stuff. And then I will fuck reading, and then I will kill music.
Okay. I have some questions to base my answers on.
Nope, it's much more general than you're making it.
No, listen. So watch means I can watch anything
can
at all.
Can you watch music videos?
No.
Fuck. Why? That's watching?
Because it's still music.
It's still music.
Man, go fuckers. There's music in movies. I can't watch musicals?
No, can't watch musicals.
What? That's some horseshit.
But you can watch a movie.
Okay,
that
so
has...
what? I can't read that. I can't read the Deadpool issue. That's a musical.
What?
There's a musical Deadpool issue.
No, you could read that if you pick reading.
Well, then why I can't watch a musical?
Because I'm making the rules.
You're
and
a
you're
fucking
asking me,
dick.
And that's how
you're a
I'm
dick.
Laying them down.
I would lay it down more or less as if somebody else is singing it, besides you, in your head or out loud.
So and I'm letting you have movies and TV if there's music in it. We're not going to deteriorate the movie, you know what I mean, from not having a soundtrack or whatever.
You just cut all the soundtracks out?
Ugh, that would make watching terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm letting you have that. I'm letting you have that. But you can't have anything that's based on music.
Yeah.
So nonsense. So no musicals.
No musicals, because they're based on music.
So you can watch Family Opera ever again?
Nope.
No Cross the Universe ever again?
Nope.
Horseshit is what that is right there.
Yeah, man. It's a stupid question. I don't know who thought of it.
Your assholeness did.
That's also true.
All right, so my other question is reading.
Yeah.
When it comes to my one a year, is it read one thing or read, like, I have one day to read as much as I can?
Read one thing is what I took that as.
Really?
Yeah, because even with video games, I took that as once a year, like, it's your birthday, you got that game, and that's all the game that you can play that year.
But I can play it all day long, though, right?
You can replay it, yes. That's how I took those questions.
I took them slightly different.
You took them as,
well,
like,
this was
day,
your choices,
you
so what? So what are your rules? Since you already fucked me out of the other one I wanted to slip through.
We'll give you one day you can do as much reading as you can fit.
So my fuck, I get to fuck all day.
Yeah.
I don't have that stamina anymore. I'm old and fat, but...
Well, you know.
But at the same time, what you don't finish,
you're done for the day. I can't
catch till next year.
Fuck, man. I would definitely, if I did that, it would be like a New Year's Eve, New Year's Day thing.
Yeah.
48 hours. Just eat it away at that point. Just read as much as I can in 48 hours. I thought I'd get away with it.
That's but it wouldn't work. It'd only work for the first year.
Yeah, and then you got 2 years till.
Then you'd have another 2 years before you can do that again.
No, it's a year. New Year's Day.
Yeah, for that.
Year
for...
passes. New Year's Eve. Next day. Read. Right? So that's 48 hours next to each other. And it's just a year.
Yeah, but.
Year of no reading with two days in a row. Like, are you talking about, like, over and over again, I mean? Yes, yeah. So, yeah, be like, but I would have 48 hours every 2 years. Oh, he's
planning to off himself. Yes, that's what I was saying. Okay. That's literally what I was saying. He's just like, why are you, wait, what?
Yeah, I would, so I'd do,
every
like...
Every 2 years.
I was like, does Cody not know how a calendar works?
That's what I was like. No, that's what I said. Yeah, I would have 48 hours, so I would do it 2 years, but I would have 48 hours to
Yeah, and that's what through. We were saying. So I don't have to do that. I was like, well, you can only do that every other year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I was doing, yeah. I thought you meant, I was like, 2 years, like, I get one a day, one a year, right? I was like, what the fuck, man? I see what you're saying. Every 2 years, because yeah,
that specific yes. thing. Every
yeah. I was like, "What? Did we change the rule again? It's fucked up, man." I would. Oh, God damn it! I hate you so much. I would marry watching, even though I can't watch music videos because you're a piece of shit. Yeah, piece of shit. I would marry reading, and I would kill listening.
I'm honestly shocked.
That's I hate the route you so you much. Went. Hate you so much.
I know. But I got some good news. We don't really have to do that. It was just make-believe.
In my mind, because I had an argument with you about non-specific stuff, I would have this argument with you again, and I probably will.
Well, fair enough.
And I'm just going to... It's going to eventually boil over where I'm going to, like, for some reason, make-believe hate you in my brain. My eventually brain's going to be like, you hate Mike. You can't be friends with him anymore. Because he makes you make bad decisions.
All right, folks. Listeners, listen up. This is a new segment of the show. Every week, we will do a fuck, marry, kill on something other than people, as long as it's listener-submitted. Give us a good one. Give us a bunch of them. We'll slowly work our way through the list. If you pose the question to us, Twitter, Facebook, wherever the fuck, we will answer that question on the next episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Comes naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
Cody. Oh, that's it for this week's episode, everybody.
It is.
I was switching things up. I was like, he's running
Come now. Back next week where we break down Comic-Con and all the big news, and then we get to your FMKs. Yay!
And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Naturally.